The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Morning.
Let's catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
More confusing news for Nick. A Boeing 787 landed in Antarctica. First time ever.
Yes.
Now, I know that's not an island. Well, I guess it's technically it's one big continent.
How do they
continent.
Stop on the ice?
Exactly.
Yeah, they show it landing, and I'm thinking, was there... enough people? It was a bunch of people visiting?
No, it was a big jet, but it was only had like 35 like scientists and stuff on it.
Oh, I got it. But it was a 787. Those things are, that's the biggest thing out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hell, it's the first time a plane that big has landed on Antarctica.
So were they
like,
just...
Antarctica is easier to find than Hawaii.
True, but it's, yeah.
Still an
right.
island.
Yeah, it's a much bigger island.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a, yeah.
I mean, it's a but continent, it's also, but it's an island.
Yeah. Can you imagine the creaking noises? You know, when you're flying, you know when they de-ice your plane on a really frozen day outside? We've all flown like that. Mm-hmm. And if things going down the runway, you can just hear it. You know, you even hear it. Can you imagine what it would be like flying out of that place?
I don't think it's continually freezing ass cold Antarctica.
But this landing was. They showed it.
And it's
it
on
brutal.
Snow.
Yeah, it was on snow. They landed on snow. It looked pretty brutal.
I love
how do you take off?
I don't know.
But... it's not like there's rear-wheel drive car. The jets, you know, propel the plane. It's not like it needs to get traction to get up the hill.
True.
But couldn't
that's
it?
True,
it does have
true.
Jet engines.
It's still slick.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure
you're not
really...
using the brakes on the wheels either. I mean, they reverse the jets to slow it down.
And I'm guessing the runway there is just forever, isn't it?
Yeah, you could
when
probably
you
just keep going.
Yeah, you probably just go until it slows down.
I love the video of this stuff, and you look at this, and it's bright, looks like middle of the afternoon. They go that it landed just after 2 a.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, man, at least they get sunlight down there.
The video and photos in this article are at 2 a.m.
I'd rather have that than what we have.
I think both would mess with your psyche a lot.
If it stayed late till midnight, if it stayed light till midnight, I'd be happier now than at 4 o'clock.
I've been so tired. Sakes.
Oh,
I know,
yeah,
I
they
know,
get
I'm tired
the
too,
really
Nick,
long days now in Antarctica, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of them would really mess with you.
Do they offer tourist flights into Antarctica? I know you can take a cruise. Like, you can go out of Argentina or Chile and take a boat.
Chile?
That's
Chile.
A long,
it's
long boat
Chile
ride
Americans,
to get to Antarctica, but you can do it. You know, well, it takes a couple of weeks.
I don't think you can go to Antarctica because I don't think there's any, like, hotels or resorts or anything. Like, you can't... unless you're going to the research station down there, there's nowhere to go.
And then the thing unthaws and kills you, man.
Right.
I hate that when that happens.
Well, the cruises, I assume you stay on the boat.
Yeah, I think you can probably take little shore excursions, but your accommodations are the boat.
Can you still say you've been to Antarctica if you're just on the boat?
I think
you get off and you visit the continent a little bit. I think they take you around.
Yeah,
I think that counts.
Will you buy weed from the locals?
Yeah, 45 passengers, including scientists, and then 12 tons of equipment to the Troll Research Station in Queen Maudland, Antarctica.
Yeah, remember that one chick that did a research station that had breast cancer, had to give herself like all kinds of... she had to treat herself for like 5 months before she could fly, before they could get somebody down for her. I remember that was a crazy story.
One of the episodes of Anthony Bourdain's show, he went to McMurdo Station in, like, I think that's right near the actual South Pole.
Right, okay.
And just the, yeah,
what
I mean, they
eat,
get.
What they eat down there?
I think they, you know, noodles. It's one of those deals where they get, like, supply flights, like, once every 4 or 5, 6 months, and they just got to make everything work.
Make it last, huh?
They got to really be meticulous.
So nobody's getting high down there.
No.
Who ate everything, you know?
Whoops.
There's a lot of ice there, though. You wouldn't run out of ice.
So they have an airstrip right near the South Pole as well?
I guess, yeah, I think so. They could land something there. It might not be anything this big.
It looks crazy, that plane landing on that. Yeah, I've seen it.
It does say here, it is a true testament to the highly trained and skilled pilots and crews and the state-of-the-art Boeing aircraft.
How about the guys back in the day that took a sled and they hiked to the South Pole?
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. And most of them died.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them
but
did
some
die,
of them made it.
Well, it's the same thing as the guys who, you know, hopped on a ship and said, let's sail west and see what we find. You know, I mean, all those explorer guys, they've got, you know, giant balls.
That was
we got
that
syphilis
cold.
To give to the Indians, man. Let's go.
Right.
That's what they said. That's what got them here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I saw a picture on Reddit, I think it was on Reddit, of some explorer in Antarctica from like 1908 who wanted to like traverse the whole thing. Right. And then this cabin has just been left like how they left it. And it's not, nothing's really deteriorated or anything because there's no humidity. Everything's just kind of been frozen.
No salt water. I got it. It just, okay.
And when you're making the hike, I understand it's at altitude because I think the ice, in some spots at least, is about 16,000 feet.
Oh my God.
So you're actually way above sea level in most parts of Antarctica, as I understand it.
Let's drill through that and do some ice fishing.
I'm picturing you watching this story, Todd, with no ice in your lonely glass sitting there. The vodka just heating up as it's sitting there.
You know? Yeah, there might be some
LD not walking 12 steps to get ice, watching his vodka get warm. You know?
Oh, I didn't think of this.
Those are called alcoholics, by the way.
You just go out to the iceberg, you know, unless it breaks off and then you're floating aimlessly.
Yeah.
True.
This is an angle I didn't think of with this.
You got ice for your vodka, then.
They had to be careful with fuel efficiency because this flight left from Cape Town, South Africa, and landed in Antarctica. They had to make it back without refueling. There's not a jet fuel station in Antarctica.
Oh.
You couldn't stop up to Buenos Aires or something along the way?
Well, they were going back to Cape Town, so I guess that must have been the shortest air route.
Well, and normally you don't land with that much fuel.
You're not supposed to.
Well, yeah, normally they give enough fuel to get to where you're going.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah,
or like the Ron White joke about calculating the fuel for the space shuttle. How about you just top it off?
Yeah. Well, in this case, they probably did. They probably had to just make sure this thing had every bit of fuel that it could handle because they needed to make the round trip flight on one tank.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like fun.
No, it doesn't.
But they also offloaded 12 tons of gear and 35 passengers, so you would think their fuel efficiency would be a little bit better on the way back.
Two guys flying back themselves probably, you know.
Yeah.
A Tom Hanks thing situation. Okay.
I'm the captain now. Right.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture.
No, I mean, I'm thinking of
Sully.
Castaway. There's only three guys on that FedEx jet. Yeah.
That would have been a whole different movie if they'd crashed in Antarctica.
Speaking of FedEx, so a woman gets, I don't know, what, $20,000 worth of lottery tickets delivered to her house. Does she get to keep those?
She did not keep them. And
They were scratch-offs.
Yeah, they're $20,000 worth of scratch-offs. And right. She said she debated whether or not to keep them or turn them in. She decided to turn them in. But if she would have kept them and there were any winnings on them and she went to redeem them, they wouldn't have been redeemable because they have to go through some sort of like check-in process.
Got it. Because I bought a...
Oh, they didn't get verified?
It's like, well, it's like activating a gift card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to use them.
I was at the drugstore the day. I was waiting for a prescription, and I knew I had some time to wait. So I went and got a $20 scratch-off. I'm thinking of the $20 ones, there's got to be better odds on the... But you spend a lot more money on one scratch-off. It's one of those Christmas things, a bunch of packages. They match it, blah, blah, blah. It was $1 million was a total if you win that. And, of course, I didn't win dick. But if that would, I would be tempted to think, well, these are just going to a store and these are already processed. Why not scratch them all off and win something?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yeah. Now she probably would have gotten in trouble for doing it. But she'd have been excited and shown up and they just said,
nah.
Yeah.
Not valid.
I bet they would have asked her whether she got them.
I wonder if the 20,000 were given. Cause I kept thinking about this stupid lottery I played. There was, I don't know how many $1 million ones are out there in the country or whatever, but what are the odds that one CVS I got it at had the $1 million?
Well, a lot of those scratches.
And I didn't win $1 or $2 either with the $20. I won nothing.
Aren't most scratch tickets state lottery? There's no national scratch tickets, are there?
Yeah, I think you're right. Push. I don't think there is a national scratch.
Yeah, I think all the scratch tickets are state lotteries. So you got, I guess, better odds. They're all concentrated within your state.
Yeah,
but
there is no national game of pickles.
No.
No,
it'd be a lot cooler if there was.
But you see those stories where somebody wins $500 or $100,000 or $1 million on a scratch-off, and they're real, just quick blurbs.
Oh, yeah.
You can get away with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get away with winning $1 million not telling anybody.
I thought that was going to be your way of telling us.
No,
I
don't
scratch
want a
ticket.
Yeah.
And screw nice you guys. I'm out of here.
No, I'd finish up the contract, but yeah, that's so we're here. We're still here at least.
We'd
3 years.
Starting at 9.
And
although
we're not,
after
we'll be someplace
that.
Else. Okay,
but it makes the $20 scratch off ticket should at least give you a dollar or two.
Yeah, it should
give you something.
But there's other prizes too. There was like $50,000. There was some other ones, but none of them showed up, obviously. So, but I'm thinking, am I going to do it again? $20. You know what? I think you're better shot at winning something there probably than you are throwing a dollar on that, the actual one that gives you $1 billion if you can win that.
Oh, yeah, the odds are too low.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Got something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello?
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.